Welcome. The world in Argentina through Rai. Argentina to the world.
Well, you know this segment, Welcome on Rai Argentina to the World. We talk to people from all over the world who have some kind of connection to Argentina or have chosen Argentina as the place of residence. And today we've got an American expatriate, Will Aquino, who has been living in Argentina, I just learned, for almost a decade. Isn't that so, Will?
Yeah, actually, today is actually my 9-year anniversary of the decision to move to Argentina. And September, I'll hit 9 years officially being here, and it is still, I don't believe it. I can't believe the time has gone so fast.
Well, it applies to everything. It's been almost 9 years since I'm working. I mean, it's 9 years since I'm working. When you made that decision is when I started working on this station. It's been almost a decade, and I also can't believe it. Will, first of all, thank you very much for this contact.
No, thanks for inviting me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from in the States, and obviously how you made a decision, and what's the background for making that decision exactly 9 years ago?
I'll start by saying the first question that every single Argentine I've met has asked me is always, "You're from the States, but why Argentina? Like, why?" It's like almost like they don't understand. Well, 9 years ago today, actually, I was in a very cozy job in the States. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, I kind of had this moment where. I always say fate is what brought me here because my friend had offered me a job in Argentina, which I knew nothing about Argentina apart from Maradona, Messi, football terms, and you know a little bit about their history and about Che, but like not. I read a book about him, and that was it. That was all I had of Argentina. So it really was just circumstance and a friend offering me the chance to come and help him start a business here, a bar tour called the Buenos Aires Pub Crawl. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I decided, like, you know what? I need to learn Spanish. I need a new adventure. I'm way too cozy here, and I didn't really like where I thought it was going. It was in 2008, so the crisis was just starting to hit, and, you know, people were starting to feel it, and I just kind of felt like it was a great time because I was working, but I had nothing really tying me there. I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't have anything like no big long-term lease. I didn't own a car. And so I kind of just jumped on the opportunity for a new experience. And honestly, like, it was the best decision I ever made because Argentina has welcomed me with open arms and has given me things that I never thought it would. And super happy here. Can't complain.
What are those things that you never thought you would get?
It's a very good question. I guess what was a surprise for me was how easy it was if you worked hard to accomplish things and to do different things. Because there's still, from a cultural standpoint, there's a lot of things that, you know, have been done in the United States for a long time and, like, they're, you know, nothing new, but that still haven't reached here, that hadn't been done. For example, the pub crawl that we had started, there was actually not a bar tour in South America yet, which was really crazy. And we started to realize, okay, well, no one's doing anything for Halloween, obviously because Halloween wasn't a big thing. And, hey, well, no one's doing chicken wings. No one's doing this. No one's doing that. And we kept on finding all these things that, like, were like gaps, I guess, and things that we wanted to share. My main thing being music and hip hop and whatnot, that here was not necessarily coming from Atlanta, which is like the capital of hip hop. There wasn't really room for me in a sea of DJs and producers and rappers to start doing that. And here, you know, it was something different, something new, and I was able to share my things that what I was passionate about with people, and they really accepted it and I'm definitely doing things here that I would not be able to do in the United States without having way more money and more, I guess, connections. event production as well. But I'd never thought, one of the things I think this is how I met you, and the first time I started talking with you was about Unión de los Pibes, no?
Yeah, several years ago. Why don't you tell us about that also, because we need to go into that as well.
Yeah, so that's a whole another story, but I always had like a desire to do community service, and it's something that my parents had taught me since I was little, and the importance of being active in the community. And so when I moved here, I started volunteering for an organization that, you know, long story short, very unfortunate. They were found to be laundering money in the United States and Europe. It was like a community center in La Boca. And we would go there every day for like after school projects and everything. And one day, the rug was pulled down from under them because internationally they were found to be laundering money. They had to shut down all their chapters around the world, and are being one of them. And I had extra time at the time, and I had a desire to keep on with the relationships, the kids that I had met. And so from that place closing down, we kind of started our own organization, where we did a lot of the things that we were doing in the community center, but only on the weekend. So, for example, we were doing classes of music and arts and crafts and sports, and doing kind of educational field trips every Saturday with these kids in La Boca and Barracas, like the southern part of the city, like underserved area. Yeah. And I've been doing it ever since. And in the States, it would have been it would have been really hard to do, not having investment and not having certain parts of the puzzle that you need over there. It's a bit complicated. And here, we've been able to just do it and make it happen within like community. And I honestly don't think that I would be able to do this and, you know, enter into playing music and you know, so many other things that I've been able to do here in the States. I mean, it could be that someone else could have with the know-how and the contacts and the money, but things that I didn't have, you know. And I started here knowing two people, and you know, I've been able to do a lot of things that I've wanted to pursue for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You're saying there's so much fertile soil to do many things. There are many more niches that are already occupied in a country like the United States. That's what you're saying.
Yes, basically, like, there's so much still that hasn't been done here, and Argentines as a whole, like, they love, you know, they love their culture from outside of Argentina. They love soaking it all in. They love meeting new people and trying new things, and we're seeing that now with a lot of new restaurants booming, like, the restaurant industry is booming, and, you know, a lot more foreign influence is being accepted and yeah, I say celebrated in a way, you know, like, so I have to say, over the years, it's definitely changed for me as a foreigner here for the better, and I've only grown exponentially over the years, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, for example, you say that you are from Atlanta, one of the hip-hop rap capitals of the world. And I mean, you come to Buenos Aires in the 10 years you spent here. How you've seen that scene evolved in Buenos Aires and Argentina, the hip-hop, the rap scene. It's a genre that obviously is relatively new. And I don't know how popular it has become, or is it still an elite thing or a minority thing?
Okay, well, when I got here, Atlanta is like the hip hop capital of the world. I'll go ahead and say that. You know, anyone can try to argue that with me, and they're gonna lose that argument. and any person who's from Atlanta, but basically, I mean, when I came here, there was one big party for hip hop called Lost, which is still going to this day. And that was like it. That was it. Hip hop culturally was not really accepted, like by all of society. It was seen as kind of like a lower class type of music, and people associated it with, you know, the images that, you know, you see on TV with the gangsters and the money, girls and jewelry and all that. Like, a part of it, you know, the part of it, the worst part of hip-hop, I guess you would say. And so there's this, I always felt like there was this weird, it was almost as if they were forcing certain things. Like, they thought that they needed to have break dancers in every party. And it was really weird for me, but I soaked it up. It was cultural difference, and I enjoy it. But now, I mean, 9 years later, I can honestly say that this is, like, the time for hip-hop in Argentina. Like, it's never been this big. It's never been this popular. Now we have kids in all the plazas and parks freestyle rapping and battle rapping.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. You're seeing now that before, when you had to go to this one party, maybe you could find a little party por ahí, you know, somewhere where there's some hip-hop being played. But it was not, they were not in nice places, and it wasn't necessarily, you know, without, you know, offending anyone, it wasn't necessarily like you would never see a hip-hop techno party or a party in a fancy place with, you know, upper-class people, ponele, like.
Yeah.
Now, that's all they are looking for. For example, the most fancy place, the most fancy new bar right now, they have hip-hop DJs every day. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where, like, it's literally, like, the most ghetto place at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like that. That's the trend right now.
And are we talking about DJs that play American hip-hop or Spanish-language hip-hop as well?
Well, mostly American hip-hop, although Spanish-language hip-hop is getting huge, obviously. Well, it is huge, and the hip-hop culture here, it's not anything new. It's not that hip-hop just got here or that this is something completely a new culture that people are just jumping into. There's a lot of people who have been doing this. When I got here, the hip-hop thing here reminded me of 90s New York. You know, people were still from the very, it was almost as if they were starting from the beginning, right? Because all the music they were listening to was the old school stuff. They weren't listening to the new stuff. There was like a cultural lag, if you will. Mm. And it's come very far to the point where now, as a, you know, technically 2 years under my belt, a beginner hip hop DJ, I'm getting gigs every week, you know, because everyone wants hip hop, and there's not enough people who can play it. I guess, I don't know.
I want to ask you something about, because this is an international radio, you know, this is a segment about foreigners in Argentina. Obviously, there are two languages involved. I mean, with your ears trained, educated in listening to hip-hop in English, I mean, honestly, what do you think of the Spanish language applied to hip-hop? Does it work, or is it forced?
That's a very, very good question, and one that I've discussed with a lot of friends. So I feel like in the beginning, it was very forced. It was very forced, and you know, it's natural because it's not their culture. I mean, hip-hop is something that it's completely foreign to them. So they can only, to a certain extent, you can only imitate what you see from the outside whenever it's beginning. Now, there's been so many years of that. Like, Argentina has its own hip-hop culture and its own music and style that has grown over the years. Do I still think that people are maybe trying too hard to sound like their favorite American rapper? Yes, I feel like the majority are still doing that. However, the lyrical content is more, you know, pertinent to living in the city and to Buenos Aires. And they are getting more and more original and more, you know, they're getting their own sound a bit now, you know.
For somebody who's listening, for somebody who might be interested in checking some of this sound out, can you mention 1, 2, 3 artists they can check out on YouTube, Argentine hip hop in Spanish, that you find interesting?
Sure. I would say right now, in my opinion, one of the guys who I think And I'm gonna be honest with you. I specialize in hip hop, our hip hop, back in the States. But there's a guy called Malachun that is making really good music right now. He's making it's kind of like part hip hop. He does some harmonizing, some singing as well. But like, it's original. He's not trying to be Drake or Dre and the Bees, any other rapper, no Kendrick, nothing like that. He's doing his own thing and. He's being successful. People are really warming up to him. And
Malajunta.
I'll just go ahead and give you him because, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I don't, you know. There's so much music coming out of the States, and it's part of what I'm doing with my DJing and musical projects. That I'm so obsessed with what's going on now abroad to be able to bring it here. That's kind of like my goal. So. Malajunta would be my one, like,
okay.
That's everyone to listen to.
I just wanted a name. For those interested in checking some Argentine hip-hop, check out Malajunta, recommendation by Will Aquino. Malajunta would be spelled Malajunta. Check that out on YouTube. I'm sure you're going to find material.
Well, that was Will Aquino. Thank you very much, Will, for that conversation with us about the experience of being in Argentina as part of this regular segment on foreigners in Argentina, foreigners in Argentina. That was Will Aquino from Atlanta, Georgia, living here in Buenos Aires since 2008, involved with hip-hop as a DJ. And also he organizes... activities for kids as part of a charity organization. This was another edition of Welcome on Rai Argentina to the World.
We say welcome to all those who live or dream of living in our country. A cycle devoted to uniting, getting to know, and persuading that we are not that far away. Every Thursday on Rai Argentina to the World.